So I have this from the Business Insider website. The top TV shows from the last 50 years compiled with Nielsen ratings, award nominations, and votes from Business Insider critics. And it goes all the way back to 1967 through last year of the top TV shows. 1967. The top TV show in 1967.
Now, are we talking about the start of the 67 season, which would be in the fall?
67 to 68. I would think. Well, look, I'm looking at some of the other ones, and I think it would probably be for the year.
Oh, okay.
Like looking at the year, looking how well it did in the ratings, how well it did with critics and awards and stuff like that.
Okay.
So 1967, I'll throw it out there, it's the Andy Griffith Show.
Right.
1960. Number one show. 1968. Any idea? I can tell you this, it's a spinoff of Andy Griffith.
Not Mayberry. RFT. No. Oh, Gomer Pyle.
That's right. Gomer Pyle, US.
Which, and the first episode just aired on, I think, MeTV like two nights ago.
Oh, wow.
Where he goes into the military and Andy's there. It was the very first episode.
They did that. MeTV just started 3 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, started the Bob Newhart show from the first episode.
Oh, okay.
And that's on Sunday nights. I watch it every Sunday night before I come to work. It's on MeTV. 1969. Well, I mean, this, you know, bonanza. I mean, it was like the biggest show ever. 1970, Gunsmoke. That's another show that was on for 53 years.
Mm-hmm.
1971.
1971.
It's a medical show.
Oh, Marcus Welby.
Exactly right. 1972. This is a seminal year.
One
of the biggest shows of all time.
Stifle Yourself.
That's right. All in the Family.
All in the Family.
1973. Book 'em, Dano. Hawaii
5-0. Was number one, really?
How about this one? 1974. I will say this, incredibly popular show, critically acclaimed. It was on CBS as part of Murderer's Row on Saturday night when they had Bob Newhart, Mary Tyler Moore, Carol Burnett, and this show, and All in the Family, and this show. It's based on a movie.
Oh, crap.
It's a medical movie, it's a medical show, and it's also a military show.
MASH.
That's right. MASH.
And that last tip.
Yeah. 1975.
Was it All in the Family again? With oh, your favorite!
And we'll be hearing that song a little bit later on this morning. Yeah, 1975, Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son was the number one show, and the considered the top TV show. And again, they're compiling Nielsen ratings, critical acclaim, award nominations, and all that stuff.
Okay.
1976. I'll give you a hint. It's a spinoff from Love American Style.
Ooh.
And it's a period show.
It's not Happy Days.
It is Happy Days.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
1976, Happy Days. 1977, a spinoff of Happy Days.
Oh, not Joni Loves Chachi.
No, God, no. A good spinoff of Happy
Sorry.
Days.
Sorry.
1977.
Laverne and Shirley.
That's right. 1978, a spinoff of Happy Days.
Oh, Jesus.
Not another spinoff of Happy Days.
A good one?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A spinoff of Happy Days.
Yes. Starred,
so we had Laverne and Shirley.
Starred a comedic icon that passed away a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. Robin, Mork and Mindy.
That's correct.
Yes.
1979, and then we'll take a break. 1979, let me just say this. Here's your hint for the number one show or the biggest show in 1979.
Okay.
Andy Herman. Come on, man.
Three's Company.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right, we got a break. The news is coming up next, and then we'll start with 1980, the biggest show of that. And if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. Yeah, man. Good morning. How's everybody doing this morning? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And it's Friday. That means Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. Get your requests in. DJ Shagru will be spinning the discs, and we'll listen to some funky R&B to kick off your weekend. 312-981-7200 for talk and text and requests. We also have You Big Dummy coming up in just a few minutes. That's where we read real news stories of dumb people doing dumb stuff, and then we vote on the dumbest person. And we also have Straight Outta Context, and we'll be playing that. We got no Nick D Spies this week, so there you go. And then Fly Jams Friday begins for our Friday features. Right now, though, we're talking about, according to Business Insider, the top TV shows of the last 50 years. We're up to 1980 right now, and they do this compiled with Nielsen ratings, award nominations, you know, critical acclaim, and votes from critics. So 1980 is what we're up to. I can say this about the... about this show, it's one of the quintessential shows of the 80s, one of the biggest cliffhangers ever in the history of TV.
Mm-hmm.
One of their seasons ended with one of the biggest cliffhangers ever,
and then one of the dumbest premises the following year.
Would that be?
That would be Dallas.
That would be Dallas, exactly. Yeah. Right. But I mean, the Who Shot JR?
It was amazing.
Thing was everywhere. I mean, it was everywhere.
Huge, seriously.
And then, of course, you know, then you find out that in the next season it is a dream.
Dream.
Dumb. 1981. Top show. Norman Lear, executive producer. Well, that doesn't, that narrows it down to about 50 shows.
Yeah, I know.
Top show of 1981.
81.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint.
Norman Lear.
It is a spinoff of All in the Family.
Oh, moving on up.
That's right.
To the east side.
That's right, the Jeffersons.
Yeah, okay.
Number two, or 1982. Dan, this is you were born in what, 83?
81.
Oh, 81. So the Jeffersons, the year you were born.
Right on, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they showed him when he was still in the crib.
Yeah. Did you watch the Jeffersons when you were an infant?
I was.
You go, George Jefferson?
I didn't call my mom. I called her Wheezy.
Bet that went over really well. Hey, Wheezy, get my bottle. All right.
Please.
1982. an hour-long action series, and all I can tell you, I mean, the best way to describe it is mustache.
Oh, he drove the fancy car. He was living at some other guy's house. Wasn't it in Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Magnum P.I.
Magnum P.I., yeah.
All right, 1983, another action show. This was a group of criminals who were cut loose so that they could form an elite squad.
Oh, the A-Team.
That's right, A-Team. I pitied a fool.
Pitied a fool.
That's right.
Did you know that I shot a public service announcement with him?
Yes, with Mr. T.
Yep.
Yes, Mr. T.
And his brother.
His brother,
who had bigger muscles than
Mr.
he did.
Mr. S?
What, S-T? Uh-huh. W?
Wait a second here.
There's a whole family of alphabets.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
I have been pitying fools for 28 years, Bill, and it's never personal.
That's right. 1984, my mom loved this show, Nighttime Soap.
Yeah, it was another hour long.
Yeah.
Dynasty.
That's right. My mom loved that show. Oh, my God.
They're supposed to be bringing that back.
Yeah, they are. They're bringing it back.
Oh, my God.
And our buddy Dan Feinberg, who talks TV with us, said he saw the pilot. There are two catfights just in the pilot alone.
Well, that's all that whole show
was. It was catfights and shoulder pads. That's what that, and high hair. 1985, CBS show skewed an older crowd. Mystery.
Oh, wait, a mystery on CBS?
Female lead. An
Murder, She Wrote.
That's right. 1986, top show of 1986.
NBC,
half hour.
Half hour.
Yep.
Big Family Guy. He was a doctor. She was a lawyer?
I'm not real sure.
Bill Cosby?
No.
Cosby Show?
No.
Oh, wait. All right.
Yeah, you know what? I'm looking at this, and they made it through the 80s. The Cosby Show's not on this list. That's crazy.
No way.
It's not on this list. Number 86 was one of the stars of the show became a breakout huge movie star thanks to one of the greatest sci-fi movies ever made. One of the greatest comedies sci-fi movies ever made in the history of film.
Oh God, I think you're stumping me on this.
Okay, show. It's Family Ties, Michael J. Fox.
Oh good Lord.
87.
Hated that show.
You hated Family Ties? Yeah, I didn't. Well, I didn't really watch it. I like Michael J. Fox.
There was one reason why I watched it, and
Meredith Baxter Burney. Yeah, 87. Four older women.
Oh, Golden Girls. Love that show.
So here's the weird thing. 1988 is a different world, but Cosby Show's not on this list.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
How the hell does that happen? One of the highest rated programs ever in the history of
television.
And it
won a bunch of Emmys, too. I don't know.
For like 5-6 years, it was number one.
89. This is another sitcom. I like this show very much. It was one of the first sitcoms to pretty accurately portray middle class life.
Did she, at a later public event, grabbed her crotch?
Yes.
Yeah, Roseanne.
1990, one of the best shows of all time, still holds up. The reruns are still great. One of the most clever shows of all time. They survived their leading lady leaving after the third season.
Mm-hmm. And losing another one.
Yeah, well, Nicholas Castellano passed away, and they brought Woody in. Mm-hmm. Cheers, obviously. One of the best. 1991, we just talked about Jay Thomas. He was on this show.
Mork and Mindy?
Nope.
No way. Oh.
Nope.
Jeez, you just...
And he was also on Cheers. This is two in a row.
Yeah.
But this one is a different one.
Oh, no.
With a female, a strong female character as the lead.
Oh, Murphy Brown.
That's right. 1992.
One of the best written shows.
That was a great... But this one, 1992, one of the best shows ever in the history of television. It was on... It's an HBO sitcom, and it features a comedian who died way too young, who was the creative force behind it. So it was a takeoff on talk shows.
Oh, jeez.
Rip Torn.
Yeah, I know. Hey,
Larry Sanders.
Larry Sanders, thank you.
Larry Sanders Show, one of the best shows ever. 1993, a stand-up comedian took his routine to TV.
Seinfeld?
Nope, a different stand-up comedian. He was all about tools and making stuff.
Oh, Tim the Tool Man.
That's right.
Home Improvement. Home Improvement. Hilarious show.
1994, one of the greatest shows of all time. And again, sitcom with Seinfeld. I just said it, so forget it.
And I've been saying it like three times.
Yeah.
Okay.
1995, medical show, one of the biggest of all time, launched the career of one of the biggest movie stars.
Is that centered in Chicago?
ER, yes.
ER, mm-hmm. Yeah.
1996, you got to see Dennis Franz's butt.
NYPD Blue.
That's right. 1997, I was a total geek over this show. Sci-fi show. Scary show about two agents who
X-Files.
Yeah. I was such a geek. 1998, one of the most successful and best spinoffs ever, and it's a spinoff of Cheers.
A spinoff of Cheers?
Yeah. And one of the greatest shows ever.
I know.
Come on, man.
Spinoff
of Cheers.
Don't
Dan,
me.
You know this, Dan.
Takes place at a radio station.
Takes place in partially at a radio station, yes. In Seattle.
Oh, Frasier.
Yes.
Oh, my God, how could I?
Exactly.
Why am I not even thinking of him as a character of Cheers?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. My bad.
1999, HBO show. A legendary show. One of the first big shows that HBO had that was a major success.
What year again?
99, and it took place in New Jersey.
Oh, the mob show.
That's right.
See, and again, I didn't
have... The Sopranos.
I don't have cable, so some of these are hard for me.
2000 was about the inner workings of the presidential office.
Oh, The West Wing. I love that show.
2001, there's a show that's coming back, and NBC can't advertise it enough. Every single commercial that NBC has now is an advertisement for the return of this show. A groundbreaking show, especially in the gay community.
Oh,
Will and Grace.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry.
2002, a show that I created. You're not a regular. You're not on the show. So it was a long-running bit.
Sorry.
It's Friends. I created Friends. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Even though I've only seen one full episode of Friends in my life, I created it.
And you know something?
Mm.
There's another show that...
Yeah, I mean, I never
seriously.
Watched it. I never liked it.
Yeah.
I watched... And the only reason I ever watched the full episode of Friends is because we were stuck on the runway in a plane, and they popped the video in. 2003, one of the greatest, most acclaimed shows that was canceled prematurely by Fox and then brought back by Netflix last year. An ensemble comedy, brilliant show. Ron Howard narrates it.
You got me.
Arrested Development.
Yeah, see, I never got into that.
Amazing show. Yeah. 2004, a bunch of chicks do crazy stuff in the suburbs.
Oh, Housewives.
Desperate Housewives. Yeah. 2005, I can't find myself. I don't know where I... Okay. 2006, an American version...
This is a great game show.
An American... We got a few more to get through. Okay. An American version of a great British comedy. And it turned out to be good.
An American version?
Yeah. It turned out to be really good. And a lot of the cast members have gone on to huge success. American version of a British comedy. It's The Office.
Oh, see, I never got into that.
Oh, it's a great show. 2007... Jeff Garland is one of the stars of the show. It also comes back in October, HBO, featuring Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Thank you.
2008, the best show.
Give me a chance to guess. Go ahead.
2008, the best show in the history of television.
American Idol?
No, American Idol. Is there a gas leak in the traffic room? What are you talking about? The best show in the history of television, truly, truly the greatest television show of all time, 2008.
2008.
HBO.
Oh, see, again, cable.
All right.
Yeah.
It's The Wire, which is the greatest show in the history of television. 2009, it's a, why am I blanking on the, what's the main character's name, Dan? What's his name? Well, John Hamm plays him.
Don Draper.
Yeah, Mad Men.
Mad Men, yeah.
2010, oh, I love this show. It's a show that started out shaky. It's a spinoff. It's not really a spinoff of The Office, but it's very, very similar to The Office. Mm-hmm. And it stars not Tina Fey, but the other girl, Tina Fey and...
From Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and they were like been partners in movies and on TV, and they co-hosted award shows together. And she's blonde. She was married to Will Arnett for a while.
Yeah, my brain's fried.
Parks and Rec.
Again,
2011... This seems to be the biggest show that's on TV
I'm
right now.
I'm watching less and less TV as I get older.
Well, a lot of this stuff is cable, too.
Yeah, that's true.
HBO, again. This is about breasts, beheadings, and dragons. Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
2012.
Seen one episode of.
2012, the main character, she's a bit of a lunatic and has breakdowns on a regular basis, and Mandy Patinkin has a fantastic beard. Showtime show. You're not going to get this one.
I'm not going to get this one. Veep?
Is it Homeland. Veep?
Oh, Homeland.
Veep?
Well, I'm thinking a cable show. And it's crazy. I
2013. One word. Meth.
Oh, Better Call Saul? Or
well, the first one. Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, yeah.
2014. It's a fantastic show. Again, on HBO. You're not going to get it. it's about the rapture. The end of the world. The Leftovers.
No, I never even heard of that.
It's a great show. 2015, based on a Coen Brothers movie.
Fargo.
Exactly. And 2016, last year, it's named after a city in Georgia, and it was
That was your favorite.
It was absolutely the best show of last year.
That was your favorite, and the episodes are on Amazon Prime, and I keep saying I'm going to watch it.
You need to watch it.
It's
Atlanta.
Atlanta, yeah.
So there you go. All right. Interesting list.
As it gets newer, as it gets more current, the brain starts frying.
Well,
you go to cable.
Almost, like nine, like the last 10 of them were all cable shows.
Yeah.
So, all right, we got to take a break. We got to get to weather, and we've got traffic, and then it's time for you, big dummy.